This is the Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on www.lancerradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds. And you're with Over Coffee this Thursday afternoon. Dot Cannon, glad to have you along with me. On May 24th, 1963, author and civil rights activist James Baldwin and a number of other black cultural leaders had a secret summit meeting with then-Attorney General Robert Kennedy in New York. Their goal was to discuss and improve race relations in what was then the segregated area, northern area of the United States. But that meeting would prove just how much Kennedy didn't understand. The late Howard B. Simon's critically acclaimed off-Broadway play entitled James Baldwin, A Soul on Fire, captures the point in history as James Baldwin prepared for that meeting, his excitement, anticipation, and ultimately the hopes that weren't going to be realized on that day. Actor Charles Reese has a bunch of theatrical, film, and television credits, and perhaps the work of which he's most proud is the first portrayal of James Baldwin in this work in 1999. And playwright Howard B. Simon actually created this play as a gift to him. Charles Reese, who, by the way, is in pre-production on a film about James Baldwin, is joining me on the phone right now. Charles, welcome.
Hello, Dot. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you doing, sir?
Good, good, good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Everyone at Pasadena City College, you're becoming my little second home.
I'm so glad. Would you tell me, please, how did you yourself first become aware of the work of James Baldwin?
You know what? I actually became aware of the work of Baldwin when I was about a freshman at Morehouse College. I actually had a one-encounter meeting with James Baldwin when he was around in Atlanta, Georgia, during 1981-82 year. He was focusing in on the Wayne Williams case, and we know that case as the Atlanta child murderers. He wrote a book called The Evidence of Things Not Seen. And that one encounter, he just simply said, "You have eyes like mine," and I, being young, ran, didn't know any better. And I had probably only read Go Tell It on a Mountain by that time. But after I had that little brief encounter, I began to do a little bit more work during my time at Morehouse and discovered so many more things about Baldwin. And that was my start.
You ran, as in ran away?
I ran away.
Wow.
You know, one of the things that was happening at that time because of that particular case, I had a curfew that I was trying to go back to, and I was so busy trying to get back to my curfew, and here I am meeting the icon and going a different way. I knew who I was talking to. I just was trying to go somewhere else, and that's what you do when you're young. But here we are umpteen years later, and we are exploring Baldwin in every facet that we can.
Let's look at what Howard Simon created. Your,
yes,
I believe, schoolmate and friend. He created,
yes,
this play as a gift for you. Is that correct?
Yeah. We were both undergraduates at Morehouse at that time. And Mr. Simon, unfortunately, left us, passed away in 2000 when this production was actually on off-Broadway. And I inherited pretty much everything, not just this part of the work that he gave me, but all of his body of work. He had 13 other plays that he wrote by the time he was 37 before he passed away. So we got involved in just finding out what did I want to do, and I was looking for some type of solo piece. Unfortunately enough, this piece is actually a two-character piece. It just focuses a lot around Baldwin and my character. There's another character called Ethereal, and we'll talk about that a little later. But I had known Mrs. Simon for a number of years. We had actually gone to Europe together to try to find Baldwin after we graduated, by the way. Go to show you what a little meeting will do. You run from the source, and then you start running towards the source. We got to Europe in 1985 after we graduated. Baldwin was not in Europe. He was actually in the United States. Remember, there was no texting. There was no emailing. So we were on a journey. So as Mr. Simon continued his career in writing, I continued my career in acting, and I was on the West Coast, and I came back to the East Coast while he was in a graduate program at NYU. He started working on some things. We started talking about it. We found a wonderful chapter in a book by David Leeming. Now, you have to realize that David Leeming is Baldwin's biographer, and this is after Baldwin had passed away. We found a chapter called Activists, and that is how we got the premise of the Baldwin-Kennedy meeting.
Tell me about the journey from there and bringing that to life on stage, please.
Doing a play, I always tell people, it requires a lot. It's a collaboration. You got to have a writer. You need some lights. You need sets. You need designers and all kinds of things. But for us, the beginning thought was, how would we tell the story? And so how it came up with some wonderful ways. How do we deal with Baldwin, and how do we deal with this secret meeting that people don't know about? So we basically took historical information and